Shiva, we're going to start a little bit of quick guide to Dinim on Hilchos Shabbos, we'll try and get through as many topics as possible, but try and hold questions if you can till then, unless there's something I don't understand. I'll be happy to take a stop and go through it. I want to go through it pretty quickly. So we're going to start with Hilchos Muksa. Today, when Hilchos Muksa is something that I think is a very big misnomer, because we grow up either not knowing what Muksa is, or a lot of times having the wrong definition of what Muksa is. We definitely don't know the halachas of Hilchos Muksa. So Muksa, incorrectly, most kids, when a kid is going to about to turn on the light, someone will scream at him, Muksa, Muksa, Muksa. Okay, turning on the light, if you know a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos, is not Muksa. Okay, it might be a child is the switch Muksa also, but that's not really what you're trying to tell him. You're trying to tell him it's Asur to do on Shabbos. Not everything that is Asur to do on Shabbos is a problem of Muksa. Muksa is the concept that there are certain chavetzim, there are certain objects that are maximidas, that are out of our mind on Shabbos, that are pushed to the side, that I'm not allowed to move. I use that word very, very carefully. Move, it is not usher to touch muksa. You are allowed to touch muksa, you're not allowed to move muksa. Okay, we have not said what muksa is exactly, but there's certain objects that I'm not allowed to move on Shabbos. We'll get to the reasons in just a moment. Not everything usher, not the other things are called malachas. Okay, there's malachas daraisa, malachas darabanan, okay, there's darabanan daraisa, and then there's a classification called muksa. And that's what we're going to be discussing over the next couple of days. The concept of muksa. Muksa is only an Isser Durabon. It's a very chomer Isser Durabon and Shabbos. The question is, why were we gozer muksa? First of all, historically, we have to realize that this seems to be in history, there was a different times of the gezerah of muksa. Different things happened at different times. And it could be totally two separate topics altogether. But one is that we need already see at the time of David HaMelech, there was a concept of muksa. The Gemara in Shabbos and Lamanon Beis describes to us that when David HaMelech dies, Shlomo HaMelech didn't know what to do with David's body because his body was muksa. So mace is considered muksa, and therefore we get all the kikaro tinok. Okay, we'll get to that idea maybe perhaps later on. They placed a tinok in order, the kikar onto the body of David HaMelech in order to go ahead and move the body. So we see the concept of muksa. A dead body is a concept of muksa already expressed itself already the time of in the early Nevi'im time of David HaMelech. So what is the reason why Chazal were gozer? So that was the first part of history, was already the time of David HaMelech. Later on, when they come back to the time of the Second Temple, okay, Nehemiah comes and it sounds like a very strange Gemara. It sounds like from Nehemiah, the time of Gezer, they were gozer on Kiman everything. Everything became muksa, except for three kalim that basically they needed so much in order to eat on Shabbos, let's say a knife and a fork and a plate. Okay, things like this, outside of food and like, everything became muksa. Because it says at the time of Nehemiah, the people were mezalzel in Shabbos so much that they had to come down with harsh gezeras in order to show how chashiv Shabbos was. And therefore, people were not allowed to move basically anything on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, chazru v'itiru, until we get to the laws that we get to nowadays, klish l'mach l'esser, klish l'mach l'heter, that we'll get to later on. So there, that is the next part of the gezerah. So if you want to really classify two different gezerah, one is something called tiltul kalim. Okay, in time of Nehemiah, there goes there for the first time on things that were roy, things that are roy to normally use. Kalim are normally used, okay? You use any type of vessel you ought to use. But nevertheless, we still are going to see that certain vessels are going to be usher to move on Shabbos. As opposed to David HaMelech, a mace has no value whatsoever on Shabbos. Eitzim, avonim, okay, a piece of wood, rocks, stones, and things that have absolutely no concept, not kalim. And those things were already gozer on from an earlier time in history. Why did Chazal gozer this? Why is there an iser of muksa? So strangely, the only thing that you really find in the Gemara, okay, it's Gemara in Beitza, is the Gemara states over there that it's a geder mishum hotza. Okay, the Ravid brings us down that this is the reason of muksa. Chazal gozer in order not to come to carry on Shabbos. Hotza is one of the 39 malachos. Nowadays, most people don't know about it too much because you have an eruv wherever you basically go, so they don't even know that carrying is a problem on Shabbos. But it's one of the 39 malachos is hotza on Shabbos. Okay, in order to get it, not to come to hotza on Shabbos, they were gozer muksa. The Rambam seems to ignore this reason altogether, and he brings down three of his own reasonings why muksa came to be asur. Maybe we could relate more to these reasonings. The Rambam first says the following, that we see that Chazal, based on psukim of in Yeshayah v'daber Dovar, Okay, but Daber Davar tells us that your way you speak and the way you walk and the way you act on Shabbos should be different than the way you act during the week. Okay? The way you speak during the Chol should not be the same way you speak on Shabbos. The way you walk on the Chol is not walk on Shabbos. We're not getting into that right now. So the Rambam says, Kal v'chomer, what we touch and what we move on Shabbos, that should also be different than what we do during the week. Shabbos should be different than the week, and therefore, Chazal saw fit to gozer also by this on Shabbos. Similarly, the Ramban also seems to say like this, based on a pasuk Shabbat, Shabbaton, that we, this is all part of the Isser put in here in Muksa. So much so, the Orach HaShulchan, if you listen to his care carefully, I believe this is a very, very important line. He says like this, because it can't be that Shabbos anymore can be without the concept of Muksa. If we would be allowed to move everything in front of our sight, then he says, Dim Lokhein ain't kan Shabbos, you won't have Shabbos anymore. Shabbos will just come to another day in the week. And therefore Chazal saw fit to gozer certain activities on Shabbos that if we don't stop them now, it's going to make Shabbos turn into Chol. Okay? So much so that Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson in his Hagdama, in Chelek Gimel, he says the following line, he says, Shimetaltel kol yom. If you're going to metaltel kelim all day long, and we wouldn't have the concept of muksa, but hofichah the Shabbos, someone does not listen to the Gzerah, and they would be metaltel everything you're not supposed to metaltel, and turn Shabbos into kmo, like a weekday, v'hochet the Shabbos liyom chol, aser midaraisa. Even though the concept of muksa is derabanan, but if they don't listen to Chazal, and they turn their activity of Shabbos looks just like a normal day. They go and play ball, and they go do all the weekday activities on Shabbos. Rav Nevinson says that will turn it into an Issa D'Oraisa. Mamish become an Issa D'Oraisa. Without getting to now, that probably connects very much why many Rabbeim are against this whole thing of the kosher switch, and v'chulei, because once again, there's certain activities on Shabbos, if we were to allow them, even though many hold that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, for sure, an Isser Darabanan. But even if you didn't hold the Zaraisim or Darabanan, things like this, it could turn Shabbos into Yom Chol. That in itself will be an Isser Darais if one turns Shabbos into like a regular week according to Rav. So that's one concept of Muksa that the Rambam brings down. The Rambam also brings down that if you go ahead and metaltel like Kalim Shemalach the Lisser, things Kalim that are normally used for Usser purposes, you might come to do Malacha. Okay, maybe Hotza, maybe you're coming to Hotza. One of the things might you come to do is Hotza. But nowadays, with all electronic devices, they're come to do many different malachas on Shabbos that even the, back in the time of the Rambam, they would not have. And the third thing is, he says, for like those, we have a concept called Laman Yanuach. Laman Yanuach, you're supposed to rest. And he says there's certain people who are Yoshvei Kronos. These Yoshvei Kronos sit inside, they don't do anything all day long. And they don't do anything during the week. Okay, they made their $1 million already. They retired at age 28, and they don't really do any malacha during the week. And therefore, if you didn't have these concepts to separate for these people, then Shabbos would also come to like a Yom Chol also. Okay, so those are other reasons why it brought down, v'chule, why we have the concepts of muks. And the reasons why we come and ask them also. Now, there are different categories of muksa, and this is one of the most difficult things of Hilchos Muksa, is trying to categorize what different types of muksa, because depending on what category fuzzling fill, and you'll see much of the literature written about Hilchos Muksa is just trying to categorize where does this vessel, where does this keli, where does this thing fall under, which category does this fall under. If we understand that, then you can really understand what to do on Shabbos, because what to do with it after know which category it is not as complicated. So in order to categorize them, there's many different other categories. We're going to talk about the Iker ones in order not to get bogged down in other things. So one thing, the most chomer kind of category of muksa is something called muksa machmas chasorn kis. Okay, it's something that is so valuable to you and you only have one specific tashmish for it. Those certain things, even though they're kalim, and even though it might not be used for necessarily Isser most of the time, but nevertheless, they're very precious things. Like a Moel's knife. A Moel's knife is something that he's careful to use it only for a Mila knife. Okay, a Shochet's knife. Also, he has a specific purpose for it. It's expensive. You don't want to use it, and it doesn't have to be so expensive. It's just the fact that you're careful not to use it for other things, that doesn't, nothing happens to it. That's called Muksa Machmas Chasor and Kis. We'll see that's the most Chomer category. Similarly, in terms of something that is in terms of the halachas, of how Chomer it is things that have no purpose whatsoever. They're not kalim. Okay, like we saw by David HaMelech, a mace is considered something that is muksa machmas gufo. Okay, muksa machmas gufo is anything that is not a kli, does not have a function to it before Shabbos. The hainu, any type of rock, stones, a piece of wood that's not been made into some type of kli, just a piece, a regular piece of wood, all these things are considered muksa machmas gufo. Okay, those are considered muksa machmas gufo. Those are also a very chomer category of muksa, like we'll see later on. You really don't have any heter of moving those things on Shabbos. The next most very, very common category of muksa that we'll see is not as chomer. The other one is something called kelim shemalachtom le'iser. Kli shemalachtom le'iser is a kli. It's a functional thing that we normally use. However, its main purpose is used for iser. Its main purpose is used for other things. That may be a pen. A pen, obviously, its main purpose is to write with. Writing in Shabbos is aser. Therefore, it is a kli shemalachto le'iser. Okay, kli shemalachto le'iser. And then the most makel category, which is something that you might never heard about, is called kli shemalachto le'heter. It's basically all other kelim that you normally do use. And there's no news for heter purposes. If you have something that's used for heter purposes, that's called kli shemalachto leheter. And basically that we'll just end off with just talking a little about it because there's not that much to talk about it. Okay, kelim shemalachto leheter. Based on what we saw before by Nehemiah, time of Nehemiah, even kelim shemalachto leheter were also part of the gezerah of tiltal kelim. You weren't allowed to touch it on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to move it on Shabbos. These kelim shemalachto leheter. Okay, kelim shemalachto leheter, even things that you normally would use, they would also gozer them during the time of Nehemiah. We saw chazer v'tiru, and therefore, basically, all these kelim shemalachto leheter became mutter again to use on Shabbos, and therefore, anything that has a function on Shabbos, and it's a function on Shabbos, and it is functional that you normally use it for heter purposes, it would not be used for malacha, whether it's malacha d'oraisa or malacha d'rabbanan, would fall under this category. And basically, you can move anything under this category on Shabbos if it has any purpose to move it on Shabbos. It has to have any purpose whatsoever that you want to move it on Shabbos, then it is mutter. But it'll be passing like the Shita of the Ran holds that if it has absolutely no purpose to use on Shabbos, okay, and you just move it stam, it will be just like any moving any other muksa on Shabbos, and it will be usur to move. It will be usur to move. Okay, but just to point out how far we take the gather is that what it would be a reason to move something on Shabbos. So let's say someone has something, I don't know, it's normally something that they would normally use on Shabbos. A fork, let's say a fork. Okay, some hold that anything to do with ochel doesn't even fall into this. It's not muksa at all, but let's say not like that. Let's say a fork, and he wants to pick up his fork, and he wants to play with it with his fingers. He likes to fidget with it. Okay, so that Rosh Hashanah Zalman already said, if someone has nervin, and it's going to help them calm down the nervin by playing with something on Shabbos, that'll always already be a concept of something that you are going to have a function for on Shabbos, and that will be a mutter reason to want to pick up the fork and play with it. Okay, but if you have no reason to do it, you just play with it, stam, for absolutely no purpose, that would be an example of when you would not be able to pick it up. You should, obviously, Chazal wants us to be thinking on Shabbos before we move something once again, because we don't want to turn our Shabbos into chol, and that is the concept of muksa, anything that is not needed for Shabbos, we put onto the side, and we don't have it for Shabbos in order not to make Shabbos into a Yom Chol. That is such an important concept of Shabbos, that Shabbos is the day of Kadosh, the day of rest, and we should never, ever, Chas v'shalom, turn Shabbos into Yom Chol. We'll continue here from tomorrow.